Atlas goes mass market, Tesla expands robo-taxis to Miami, and a quantum limit is confirmed. Boston Dynamics announced a fifth-generation Atlas humanoid robot engineered for mass production, a transition from impressive research platform to industrial tool that the company intends to manufacture through Hyundai's production infrastructure at a target rate of 30,000 units per year. Previous Atlas generations demonstrated extraordinary dynamic capability, but were expensive, parts-intensive, and unsuitable for commercial deployment at scale. The new generation features dramatically fewer components and incorporates sensor technology that allows the robot to perceive touch through color, enabling it to grasp irregularly shaped objects and distinguish between firm and fragile items. Capabilities trivially easy for humans and historically very difficult for robots. A 30,000-unit annual production run does not immediately dominate the market, but it establishes the production infrastructure and learning curve from which scaling follows, putting humanoid robotics on what analysts describe as a 3 to 5 year deployment timeline for manufacturing and warehousing environments. Tesla expanded its autonomous robotaxi service to Miami, the third market after Texas and California, and the first expansion beyond those initial proving grounds. Miami presents genuinely challenging driving conditions, intense rain, complex mixed traffic patterns, and demanding road behavior. Strong performance there would represent a meaningful data point for expansion into other complex urban environments. A quantum physics result confirmed something theorists had long predicted but not directly observed: a fundamental trade-off between spatial and temporal precision at the quantum scale, measurable at individual tunneling electrons at attosecond timescales. An attosecond is 1/quintillionth of a second. The practical significance is not immediate computing breakthroughs, but experimental confirmation of a theoretical limit that constrains how precisely quantum devices can simultaneously know where something is and when it's there. Understanding limits being the prerequisite for engineering around them. The reporting that Jeff Bezos moved from a figure Trump characterized as an enemy to an ally, as Blue Origin's government contracts surged, offers a portrait of how political alignment with the current administration functions in practice. Blue Origin secured significant NASA and defense contracts during the period since Bezos moderated his public posture toward Trump. Whether the contracts drove the relationship change or the relationship drove the contracts is difficult to untangle, and probably both directions are true simultaneously. But the dynamic illustrates that in the current political economy, a CEO's political positioning is not separate from business strategy. It is part of it.